Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord,
to rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
O Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins.
Do not reward us according to our iniquities.
O God, merciful Father, you have promised to hear the prayers of all who in repentance call out to you. Graciously hear us so that all evils which beset us may be of no avail, and that we, your servants, may evermore give thanks to you in your holy church through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading is from the second book of Moses called Exodus, the 9th chapter. Then the Lord said to Moses, go into Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will fall with a very severe plague upon your livestock that are in the field, the horses, the donkeys, the camels, the herds, and the flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing of all that belongs to the people of Israel shall die. And the Lord set a time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. And the next day the Lord did this thing. All the livestock of the Egyptians died, but not one of the livestock of the people of Israel died. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, not one of the livestock of Israel was dead. But the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take handfuls of soot from the kiln, and let Moses throw them in the air in the sight of Pharaoh. It shall become fine dust over all the land of Egypt, and become boils, breaking out in sores on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt. So they took soot from the kiln and stood before Pharaoh. And Moses threw it in the air, and it became boils breaking out in sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils came upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not listen to them, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh, and say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues on you yourself, and on your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth. But for this purpose I have raised you up, to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. You are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go. Behold, about this time tomorrow I will cause very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day that it was founded until now. Now therefore send, get your livestock, and all that you have in the field into safe shelter. For every man and beast that is in the field and is not brought home will die when the hail falls on them. Then, whoever feared the Lord, the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh, hurried his slaves and his livestock into the houses. But whoever did not pay attention to the word of the Lord left his slaves and his livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, so that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man and beast and every plant of the field in the land of Egypt. Then Moses stretched out his staff toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran down to the earth, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. There was hail and fire flashing continually in the midst of the hail, very heavy hail, such as had never been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck down everything that was in the field, in all the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And the hail struck down every plant of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the people of Israel were, was there no hail. Then Pharaoh sent and called Moses and Aaron and said to them, this time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Plead with the Lord, for there has been enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Moses said to him, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God.
The flax and the barley were struck down, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the emmer were not struck down, for they are late in coming up. So Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and stretched out his hands to the Lord, and the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain no longer poured upon the earth. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet again and hardened his heart, he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people of Israel go, just as the Lord had spoken through Moses. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked, because he was angry.
So will we out from his nostrils, and the fire from my heart from his mouth, blowing the coals flaming forth from him.
He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet.
He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind.
He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water.
Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds.
The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire.
And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them.
Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
In my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, no more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Our text are the readings we just heard. You may be seated. What does it take for someone to get your attention? What do they have to do to get you to look at them and listen to them? Does the child have to tug at your sleeve multiple times? Do they have to shout your name? Give you the silent treatment so you'll finally be aware that something is going on? What does it take for God to get your attention? Well, back in Egypt with Pharaoh, it took an awful lot. We've already been through many of the plagues, the Nile turning into blood, the piles of frogs that heaped up, the gnats, the flies, and then the livestock dying, the soot being cast up and creating boils on the people and the animals, and finally the biggest storm in the history of Egypt. Thunder and fire, and hail, and hail, and hail, again, and again, and again, and massive destruction. That's what it took for the Lord, well, almost, to get Pharaoh's attention, to get him to wake up and turn and hear. Why all these plagues, these wonders that God has done? What are Pharaoh and the people supposed to learn from them? What are we supposed to learn? The Lord God tells us. In our reading today from Exodus chapter 9, there are three verses in particular where God makes his purpose plain and clear. In verse 14, he says, "I will send my plagues so that you may know that there is none like me on the earth." So that we would know. And by know, he doesn't just mean up here, head knowledge. He means here in our heart, with our whole body and our being, that we would know and believe that there is no one else like him, none that are comparable to him. No other gods. Not even the gods of Egypt. Not even the storm god of Egypt, whom they believed could bring a storm as well. Pharaoh is not like the Lord. You and I are not like the Lord. You'll notice at times in the Psalms and in the songs and the scriptures, they will often have a phrase, a line, where they say, "Who is like the Lord?" They don't even need to answer it, because the answer is clear. There is no one like your God. And that's an amazing thing to consider. We go through our days doing what God has given us to do, and yet the one who is our God, the one whose name we confess, is unlike any other power or being that ever has been or ever will be. In verse 16, God goes on. Speaking to Pharaoh, he says, "For this purpose I have raised you up, to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth." What does the Lord desire? He doesn't just desire judgment and destruction. That's not his main purpose, not even with these plagues that he does. He desires for his name to be made known and proclaimed. And so let us bear witness to the name of our God. Let us bear witness to the mighty wonders and works that he has done for his people in the land of Egypt, but also to the mighty wonders and works that he has done for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. His desire is for his name to be known and to be honored and to be used rightly, taught in its truth and purity, honored in the way we live. This is what we pray for as well. When we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," we are praying that God's name would be honored in our lives and among us and proclaimed to others as well. And finally, Moses makes another purpose clear. He says to Pharaoh, "The thunder will cease and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's." We are also to know that this entire creation, and the things above and the things below, and we ourselves belong to him. He is the one who made us. We are his. We do not belong to ourselves, and neither does this earth. This is the purpose for which God does these miraculous wonders in the land of Egypt, so that they would know that there is none like him, so that by his power his name might be proclaimed, and so that we would know that the earth is the Lord's and everything on it. Pharaoh should get it by this time. God has made it abundantly clear with sign after sign after sign. But we see here as well the danger of pride, of false repentance, and of unbelief. Pharaoh still considers himself in some way an equal of the Lord, or at least able to withstand everything that the Lord has done. Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He believes that he is great on the earth, and he is not yet willing to bend his knee to confess the name, to acknowledge that the earth is the Lord's. It is an invitation for us to turn from that hardness of Pharaoh, to set aside our pride, our unbelief, our false repentance, and to kneel before our God, confessing his name and believing in him. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. The whole creation belongs to him. And the most beautiful thing of all, time and history and creation, God is using in order to bend everything for our good. God uses the blood and the frogs and the gnats and the flies and the livestock dying and the soot and the hail. He uses it to deliver his people. Our God uses even the hard and difficult things to bring his deliverance. And so it was when he sent his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came and he knelt in the garden and he prayed. And when Judas came to betray him with a kiss, Jesus was not willing to take up the sword, but he was willing to go to the cross that he might also deliver us, his people. God is at work in grace and mercy to deliver, to preserve, and to save. We marvel at the wonders he did in Egypt, and we marvel even more at the wonders he has done for us through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus told those who came to arrest him, "This is your hour and the hour of darkness." But the darkness will not last. The third day will bring the light. The deliverance is near and is at hand. And as we wait for the last day, as we wait for that final judgment and that great deliverance, we confess that there is none like the Lord on all the earth. We make his name known to those around us, and we confess that the earth and we ourselves are the Lord's, for he has redeemed us by the blood of his Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we would turn from our evil ways and live. Turn us again, O God of our salvation, and let your anger cease from us. Spare us from every evil to body and soul. Lord, in your mercy, look graciously on your church and preserve the gospel among us. Renew us in this penitential season to strive against the desires of the flesh, to grow in the joy of your salvation, and to look in love and service toward our neighbors, especially those of the household of faith. Lord, in your mercy, look graciously on the families of our congregation. Defend your holy estate of marriage against every enemy that would divide. Strengthen parents for their duties, especially bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord, and preserve us all faithful to the end. Lord, in your mercy, look graciously on our nation and its leaders, all civil servants and those who protect us and work for the common good. Drive away all disease and fear from us. Grant peace, we pray, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Behold in mercy all who are sick, who suffer and who rejoice, and be with all expectant mothers, all whose labor is dangerous, the unemployed, those near death, and those who mourn. Give comfort to us who are dust and must return to dust, that a broken and contrite heart you will not despise. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. Trusting in his mercy, bring us in repentance and faith to your altar to eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, in your mercy. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives to us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us, when, by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine, that is, his body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, you have given yourself to us in this holy sacrament. Keep us in your faith and favor, that we may live in you even as you live in us. May your body and blood preserve us in the true faith to life everlasting. Hear us for the sake of your name.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.